You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, it's official. It's official. Mom, am I on? All right. Well, it's official now. My mom says that this is the best show ever.
Ever.
And it's only half over.
Ever.
I'm telling you, it's even going to get better because now we're working on the inside. We did outside with Dr. Zayak. He helped me glow on the outside, got rid of my crow's feet. But now we're going to work on the hard part. We're going to work on the inside.
Oh, boy.
That's right. We're going to get mellow. We're going to get down and dirty mellow.
It's murky in here.
That's right. We're going to get laid back. I'm going to become Larry Laid Back as I speak to my good friend, Shelly. And Shelly, I'm not even going to venture trying to say your last name because I butcher it every time. Shelly, help me out. Thank you. Shelly, tell me more about...
Wait, what?
I
Say
talked
that
over...
Again.
Shelly, go for it.
Shelly Tegelsky.
I had it right. Now listen, Shelly, I know that it started just a few months ago with just a couple of friends and an email on the beach, and now you're going to be leading thousands of people at the Miami Heat Nation Meditation, so I really just want to listen. Go for it. What's going on?
Well, so you're right, Jim. We're basically going to be hosting an event in conjunction with the Miami Heat for the Heat fan base called Heat Nation Meditation this coming next Sunday on December 18th. The Heat's going to be taking on the Boston Celtics at 6 p.m. And prior to that, at 1 p.m., we're going to be basically having a mindfulness festival and workshop on the Xfinity East Plaza, which is at the American Airlines Arena, where the old Bongos used to be. It's a really great, amazing venue and covered area. And the point of this event is to essentially expose what I like to call the unlikely meditator to what mindfulness really is, because there's unfortunately a stigma that's associated with what people think meditation is. They think you have to sit on a cushion, or you have to chant, or burn incense, or, you know, maybe wear a turban, or listen to specific music, or even sell all your belongings and go to an ashram or something.
Or say, om.
Yeah, exactly. But that's actually couldn't be further from the truth. Mindfulness is actually something that's become a trending term. You're seeing it a lot more in the corporate environment, definitely in Fortune 500 and Fortune 1000 type environments as well, not just in Silicon Valley companies anymore, but actually in blue chip companies as well. So you're seeing Disney and GM and GE and other really large companies like Target and Aetna bringing it to their employees.
Well, Shelly, how about you're bringing that type of an event to just a person. You're bringing it to, like what you said, the unlikely meditator. Now, tell me about
Correct.
The folks that you've been bringing out to the beach and those types of people. I want to hear the type of people you're reaching, and then I want to hear a little bit about you, Sam, and then I want to remind everybody about the event.
Sure. So back in November of last year, so in 2015, I had a group of girlfriends who were all going through various issues, whether it's, you know, health, divorce, things that we all go through throughout our lifetime.
Right.
And we basically decided that we were going to get together on the beach on a Sunday morning. And I was going to teach them how to meditate. I've been meditating for the last 20 years. Since I was in graduate school, and it was something that was always a very private practice for me, but I decided that, yes, I would actually, you know, for my friends, guide them through meditation and give them some practical tools and tips. We so much enjoyed ourselves in the time that we had together, and, my friends really wanted to continue to build upon their practice that we decided to meet the following Sunday. And so the following Sunday, they brought some additional friends, and then those friends brought friends who brought friends. And then, of course, we're in a public place, so on Hollywood Beach. And so people would walk by, and there were people exercising and in boot camp and watching the sunrise. And they started to join us slowly but surely. And by, like, March of this past year, we wound up with anywhere from 500 to 600, 700 people every Sunday morning on the beach.
This is like naturally going viral is what happened.
It's like a flash mob.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a flash mob. Yeah. It's a meditation mob. So now you're teamed up with the Heat, and you're bringing your secrets of meditation to the Heat and to the Xfinity. What is that? What they call it? The Xfinity?
Yep. The Xfinity East Plaza.
Okay. And you're doing this not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. How do people get info, Shelley?
So they go to heatnationmeditation.com.
Okay.
All tickets are $30, and the $30 actually includes your admission to the Mindfulness Festival, the workshop with David G., who was the former dean and first dean of the Deepak Chopra Center out
Whoa.
In Carlsbad, California,
Whoa.
A New York Times bestselling author. And it also includes your admission to the Heat game. So for $30, that's, I think, a really great way to spend $30. It's open to all ages, all levels of experience, which means that you could have zero experience of meditation, or you could, you know, basically have been meditating for the last 40 years of your life.
Well, Shelley, I've got a real question for you. Not that all the others weren't, but this is one that kind of does come to mind. Sundays are a family day for the Heat. Whenever I go to a Heat game on a Sunday, I see a lot of kids.
Yep.
How does meditation and mindfulness work for kids? I've only got a couple minutes. I'm sorry I did this to you at the end of the segment.
No.
You've got to come back and get mellow with us again, okay? But how does a child interface with all this?
So very quickly, two things. The first is part of our programming actually includes an organization called Relax Kids, which is bringing mindfulness into public schools, specifically in inner city areas, to teach children. In that kind of a setting, emotional regulation and how to learn not to react, but actually to exist with a lot of the feelings that they have and to learn to express and communicate them better. And it is something now that we're seeing being incorporated into programming for in public schools and private schools, because teaching kids emotional regulation and already kind of activating that prefrontal cortex helps them not have that fight or flight response when something not so big happens, like a bad grade, or when somebody accidentally bumps them in the hallway, or when a girlfriend dumps them. But rather, they learn how to kind of exist with their identify their response and to essentially like respond in a better way.
You know, Shelley, this is great stuff. Our community needs this. But, well, I got to tell you, just trying to get here and crossing the street to make a left-hand turn, I thought I was going to get killed by people that were in a hurry and all PO'd at each other. And really, I think if we all just take a step back, we really aren't haters, we're lovers. And that's what this thing's all about, isn't it, Shelley?
It's all about putting kindness into the world.
I love
that's
you,
really
Shelley.
What it's about.
Shelley Tilgowski, did I get it close?
There you go.
I love you, girlfriend. Thank you for shooting your love arrow into the air and coming down all across our community to bring help, happiness, and peace to us. We're going to end with Shelley telling us one more time how you can get together with her and the Heat a couple of weeks from now on Sunday. Shelley, it's all yours.
Just go to heatnationmeditation.com, and all the information is on the link where you'll see the Miami Heat logo.
Listen,
we look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, well, Vivian and I are going to be there getting mellow with you, and then I'm going to have you come back, hopefully during the holiday season, maybe if not the first year or so, to get more people mellow. Shelley, thank you so much for bringing kindness and gentleness to our show.